Let's go in the car. Covered. There are two issues with Nekuva in the Matthias de Gewalt, in the Welt. The South American beef and the American milk. There are two issues. In the tour there is such a thing, such a practice, that some tours have in the tour itself and some have it on the side. And some have it even, not even printed. It's a hago, admonim, that the Bach brings. That bimea choyrev, hago, the miktsas tfusim hadoshim from Venezia. שאשור ממלא קרייסו מן הירוקס, קוירים אויסו על גבוי, בן צל אויסו, ומויצים ממנו הפרש, the waste, וחויזר ומשרפה, ובזה הוא ניצול מן המיסו. ובן אויסים לגמלים בזמן הזה, וזהו. The Bach doesn't like this hago, because hago is based on the machlokes tanoim, what is the keres? Keres apnimi. Hagaha enze kedai listor divre Rabbi Yosi barav Hanina. Dekmarkosa varashva dechol tarfut shemanu hachamim afilu hem mitkayemot harbe treifo. Rashva says afilu yarbe yomim kechol asher al sfas hayam. Yet she's treifo. So what was in Meirich this ago? והכין הקטינה, ובכל הקרס הפנימי, ניקה ומשהו הסטרפו. ושורו להו למראי הוא, שם שפוגיב, the masters of this מדפיסים, which they brought this ago in the ספר, דלו כהלכסו, which is not כהלוכת, because this ago is in the tour, in the old print. And if you take the tour of the old print, you see the ago in the tour. So Shara Lehu Lemarayu, that they proved it in the tour. Because in our tour, in this one, it's not printed. That is one from the Hago, from the tour. And there is an Igros Moshe from the tour to the Igros Moshe. And this is regarding the meat. In Siman Chof in Chelek Aleph, he has והימו שהרויפים דויקרים, the peers, the בנצלויס, והויצה רוח, to take out the extra gas, לרפויסום. He says that סופק טרפוס, בדין ניקה וקרס, המקום הצלויס, שהוא פלוקטר את הנועה, והמורוה, אני צריך מחלוק אצלי שוינים, אני אגור לחומרה. וכבודו שאל, איך אנחנו אוכלים בוסר? So, if you know for sure, it's a מחלוקס תנועים, I cannot be מכריע. מחלוקס ראשונים, I can't be מכריע, like if he tells him. אבל מה ששאל מעלת כבודו, איך אנחנו אוכלים בשר, ששמע שהרופאים מצויים להשתמש ברפואה זו, אם כן יש לחו שעיר הזה אצל כל מגדל בהימוס, every farmer, פשוט שאין לחוש לכלום. לכל דה פורש מרובה פורש. Very simple. So whenever a certain slaughterhouse buys cattle from a farmer, we assume כל דה פורש מרובה פורש, and this practice seems to be, it's not רובה of the porous of the behemoth in America, it's only מיעוט. שואין.
Could be סבק סבקה?
We'll see. Yeah, without Svek. Call the Porish Miruba Porish. Yeah. We'll see about Svek Sveka. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you learned, or if you are going to learn it, Logozru Shema Yikach Mina Kavua. Yeah. And therefore is Mutar even to cause Piresh. You could even cause Piresh, וכן פסק הטור. ואפילו להחולקים שאוסו מצד שמה ייקח מן הקבוע דריסת שגזירו, וכך פוסק השולחן ערוך, אבל אם פירש מעצמו איז מותר. אם פירש מעצמו, דן איז מותר. אז עוד שתתן שולחן ערוך, נצימה קופיוד. We all agree to that. That Piresh Me'atzmo is Mutar, and we have Piresh Me'atzmo. He thank you, Rabbi Yosef. You open the pages, you put the paper, that's Koyach. Balechayim ushar dvorim achashuvim shenisarvu beheter she'enam betelim afilu be'elef afilu im Piresh echod min haroiv achar shenoida ataruv es osur. Ehu shifrishu be'mechaven aval im Piresh Me'atzmo mimeila is shore. So this is Pirish Memeila. Uma shehev ya'akum lim koir. So Pirish Memeila. Uma sheholchu lesham ha'akum liknois. That's also to buy. That's also Pirish Memeila. Va'afilu lefi shita sarosh. Sheken hev isover ha'shach. Right here. Ve'arosh ve'har bepoiskim posku. The Pirish Memeila is osur. שאפילו לפי שיטת הראש, לכך משמע שסובר השבטי כהן, אין למד וב, because he brings the ראש, and he ends up with the ראש, it doesn't seem to be his מחלוקת. אני צריך לקונד המחבר, שפירש ממילא is אוסור, so this is פירש ממילא, because they brought them from the farm to the slaughterhouse. הוא רק, אחר שנוידה, שנסערף שם טריפו. והוא רק בידוע ודאי ששם טריפו. והם מכירים, אבל מה שפירש קודם שנובע תרובס, מותר מטעם שלא אשכחן גזרו, או בשם מייקח מן הקבוע, unless in the קבוע, דריז זה טריפו. דריז זה גזרו, או שם מייקח מן הקבוע. אם פירש, you will learn the sugi, wow, if you learned it, that even פירש is מותר מן התוארו, but it's such a gzera could be machlokes rishonim of shem meikach min hakavua. If you come min hakavua, it's also min hatorah. So that's only echa she'omdim becheskas hisur, aval lo k'shelo kach k'shehoyu kulom becheskas heter. Av she'achar kach noida shenisarev kemo shekos havashach, v'ze boru she'af im mishtamshim haroifim berefuah zu kol ha'behemot behezkat k'sherot. Because man shelo yadua. Oh, I know for sure that this has been done, but each behemah have cheskas kashrus. Velachen kol habehemot shelakhu misham, afilu shenoida achar kach shehoyso sham behemo kazu, en leesor even according to the rosh. Very good. Very clear. Rak im yadua sheetzel a farmer, shemegadel behemos yesh behemah kazu, ve'eno makiro. יש לאסור ללך לשם ליקנויס, to buy, even if they're going to become פירש, אפילו פירש ממלא will be also according to the ראש, ואם הפארמר אומר that he recognizes that one, מסיח לפיתומו is נאמן, because in his סודר הבונון is נאמן מסיח לפיתומו, אבל זהו דבר שלא נשכיח במדינתנו שיהיה בשביל זה סופק על הבוסר שאנחנו אוכלים בגלל שנשחטו בבית המטבחיים. That's not סופק. So what did you ask? How do we eat? So this is the heter. I read basically every word of the tshuva. He was dealing with the bosar. And he was dealing with the practice of South America, like we said before. And that is the Matthews basically of the different kelim that I'm sure you saw in the new print of this Hacham. They did a good print that they use different kelim. What happens, the farmer or the workers of the farmer, the dreinzach mitazah hoizen, this is the pants, and this is the kelim which is inserted here. It's a regular screwdriver, a long one, as thick as you may see here, quite thick, and when they see a behemah with a bloated animal, because the behemah eats a lot of grass without the cheshbon, eats and eats and eats and eats, And the keres, which is the first one that the food meets, there is a keres, there is a hemses, there is besakoisos, and there is a kevo. That much you do know, I'm sure. The keres, that's the big one. The hemses is a small one. The besakoisos is against, basically small. And the kevo is what we call the stomach, like, let's call it. It's the last one before the kishkes, before the me'ayim. When you see a behemah plotted like this, this is not normal. You see the back is very wide. That's not the norm of a behemah. The norm is this one. So you see the difference between this one and that one. They just go around the farmer, boom, into here, where the arrow is, right here. With this arrow is there. And it makes an actual hole, or poshut a hole in the keres. The peresh goes out here, the waste goes out, the extra food that the behemah may eat, 20 pounds of grass, 30 pounds of grass. There is in here 20 and 30 pounds of grass. Sometimes they eat more than possible, and that will cause a certain machla. We'll see that in a moment. They'll pierce here, and everything goes out. The extra goes out, and the air, and the gas, v'chulu, and it heals by itself. After it heals, you see on the keres, when you open the behemah and you skin it and open split, and the keres comes out and sits in front of your face, you see this. You want to see it in an actual picture? Yosef has it on the phone.
No, on the computer.
On the computer.
But this is the inside.
Okay, yeah, yes.
This is from inside the keres.
Can I? South American beef has this problem.
You saw this?
Sure. We saw this as often as we see here. See here. If you get closer, you can see the picture because the computer changes. Pass it around. The computer changes. Now, I'll tell you where that is.
How common?
It's also inside?
Yeah, all these pictures
are the inside.
Are the inside?
I'll tell you where.
Do
it
we
is.
Still have Rebbe's drive?
No, it's in there. Yeah.
It's each one is pieces. Every single one. Sometimes you find 40-50%.
Open the file on the bottom.
You will not have in South America.
Pictures.
What happened in Europe?
They didn't do this.
They weren't grass-fed?
There wasn't enough grass in Poland.
No, Hungary has grass.
It's
four different
countries.
Wow.
That was not even as bad as the other
one. That was the grass.
Okay, let me explain.
It's a machlekes if it's a trefa. The guys in the shiloh are just saying he.
Why is it a sex fake?
This is the keres inside. You open the behemah, you split it, and the keres comes out. This is the keres inside the behemah, but this is the outside part of the keres. The one that you find immediately after you open the behemah. When you split the behemah, this is the keres comes out. The piercing is into the keres somewhere. This is the keres right here. And the piercing from the outside pierces inside to the keres. And that's the picture you saw where that stuff which is green was coming out. That's this picture. This one. That's from the inside. After this is finished and it's released as much as is needed, then it heals itself and it forms a scar like this, and that is very common in South America. It's very hard to say what's the percentage. You may find sometimes 15%, you may find sometimes, I don't know, 20-30%. Some days like this, some days like that. This problem was presented, and was a problem that was found, was caught, let's say, in South America 10-20 years ago. From the moment that the South American beef became became a business for the American market. And the moment that the companies started to import from Uruguay, from Argentina, from Brazil, from Paraguay, all these Southern American countries, they pierced it. They don't have enough money to afford medicine, because this matzav is treated with Alka-Seltzer, with Tum-Tum, with anything similar to that.
Xantax,
all of them. All these things is being treated. Those medicines are expensive, and the South American market is not interested. For them, it's cheaper to hire a goy who just goes as whenever he sees a cow like that, he pierces.
It's also, there's another point that in Uruguay, it's grass-fed.
Yeah,
mainly.
Yeah.
And so that's grass. In America, a lot of it is corn-fed or grain-fed.
Yeah.
Those there,
much less.
It's less of a problem of bloating.
Of bloating, exactly.
Because they're given specific amounts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also
they're given specific. You control them.
Yeah, you control them.
They're being controlled. Much less. Yeah, this is the metzias of the zach. This is the metzias. The machla in the keres. First of all, is the metzias, and then of the machla. The machla is that the behema sometimes could die from it. Sometimes she cannot even move. Sometimes she will stay sitting. Sometimes will choke the keres. So they have to do this procedure. But the procedure might make a trefa. Now, where is the tarfus of the keres? That's a machlokes tanoim. Most tanoim hold that it's all over the keres. Some hold it's a different part. Is that called sofek? When the most of the rishonim paskan the hachmir, is that called a sofek to make a sfek sfeke? That's an issue. We'll see it soon. The poskim use it. Some of them they use it. I just said the metzias and the first shita of the Igros Moshe. There is an interesting Binas Odom, which means the Chochmas Odom, in Shar. Oh, this is a different print. It's not my print. It's in Chovot. Oh, no. It's a different print. Shar Isur Beheter. I hope I find it here. Yeah. It's a chov vav, the small letters chov vav. There is the big letters, you found the big letters, and these are small letters, and this one from it. As a goat, shedekarua benatzloyes, somuch labeten, veyotza haperesh, venirash oyon nike bakeres, shoal hashoyer, ba'al ha'ez, vehoru lo, shiyemitenu, kill him, veim kula nochri. ובעל הבית של הבהם, של העז עובר על דברי המוירה כי ראה שנתרפה בתוך איזה יומים וגידל אויסו ונסעברו ויולדו ועברו עליה יוד בזכוידש ויחיה ויולדס ובו ושואר מדינו של העז זה הייתי, בשואל you didn't listen to the moire פעל, again, Shoal HaShoel, Baal HaEz, the Shoel is the Baal HaEz. Otek Efrek, Metem Gezokt, kill it. Otem Nitzugehet. Kill it. Shecht it, kill it, not come in now. Shecht. But sell it to the Goy. Sell it to the Goy. So the Goy, nobody will buy it. You can't buy meat from a Goy. But he didn't listen. Biroiso, when he went back home, after a day or two, he saw Shenisrapa, like those pictures, like those scars. So for him, that's called Nisrapa. The Gidlo, and he raised her. Then it's Abraham, Mazel Tov, Yalda. Ukvar Avru Alea, Yab Choydesh, the election for Antioch. Vihaya, it's alive. Violedes, and she's Moili. Lichaora, Kevan Shiotza HaPeresh, in Kembevada Nikeva Keres. The Nikeva Keres Trefo. אם כן הבבדה יטרפה, אם כן לא מהנה יוד בסחוידש, ואפילו אם ירבי יומים כחול אשר אספה סיים, that's the lotion הרשב"א, כמו שכוסף הרשב"א, ששח בורת, is the wound help יב חודש, כי כך אנחנו פוסקים, that לידו, or יב חודש, doesn't help for but a trefo. אז זה פסק את הרמון, סימנו זין. So, I can help it. אמנם, כיוון, דלא הייתה מאוילום ודאי טרפו, רק סוף הטרפו. מהנה לזה, יב חוידש. לא, why סוף הטרפו? Because of this. And also לידו. לידו is like יוד בס חוידש. והנה ברש סימן ממחס, הביא הטור די שומרים להכרס הפנימי אנו דווקא מפערתה. והיינו למטה, הרואה את הקרקע, this part. הרואה את הקרקע. The part that sees the קרקע. This is the קרס הפנימי. That's why it's called פנימי. It's inner the behemah, towards the קרקע. But not the higher part, not here. You see here? One point is to pierce למטה, boom, down, from here upward. And that's the קרס הפנימי למטה מהקרקע. הפונים שרואים את הקרקע. That's the only keres, sheni kivoso b'mashu, whereas if you menakev here, which is much higher.
That's right.
So, and according to those shittas atanoim, this is not trefa. And it's a machlokes tanoim, machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, machlokes apoiskim. So, aval lemala mimenu b'mokom atzloyes, that's b'mokom atzloyes, as you see, where he has the tzloyes, you see, the tzloyes cover from here down, and the keres is behind them. So the mokom atzloyes here, because here there is no tzloyes anymore. This is the mokom atzloyes. There, it's a machlokes. Since it's a machlokes, where are you? Where are you? Oh, here. Lo nitrefaim nikev akeres. Unless nikev ruboy, or tefach, aval das roif vaposken de nikev akeres v'chol mokom shehu trefa memashu. V'ayim betur, מה שכוסף המגיע, the hago here, שבחוידש וידוס, שהחוש והניסיון מעיד על דעת הראשונה, the חוש, the fact, the materials, shows, like the first post came to hold, that keres is only keres למטה, because what they do in הצוי סמרב, שחוידכים בין הצלויס, and it leaves. So you see that the second shita is wrong. Kevan sheyalda hikshero, kedita v'shach. Yemela esofek plukta, and in sofek plukta you hold, you'd bet choydish or yalda helps. Vezeu. See, because betzem in sofek trefo, you could say you'd bet choydish helps. Because this is a rayad, it's not trefo. There was no trefo, there was no tarfus. If we have the suffix, if the tarfus happened or not, let it live 12 months, that will be a sign that the tarfus never happened. Because if it's more mistaber, the tarfus never happened, than to say it happened, but there was an S that she lived 12 months. Because we pass can trefo and a chaya. But in machlokes aposkim, Yud Beschodesh is going to help. What Yud Bes Chodesh is going to say? That Halacha like the Rambam vis-a-vis the Raivad? That cannot be.
According to other sheet, it's about the Trefa.
Yeah. No. Besides that, let's say you have Machlokes HaRishonim, Machlokes Tanoim. So what Yab Chodesh will help? That one Rishon is right and the Rishon is wrong? You cannot do that. That's not logical. But if the Machlokes is, if the Shal is in Metzias, is that Trefa, if the Trefa happened or not, so leave it Yab Chodesh. וכיוון שחיה יב חודש, and we hold trefa and a chaya, and she lived a year, seems to be that nothing happened. That we make an affair, nothing happened. But that cannot show if the Rambam is right or the Raivad is right. That is hacholkim al hashach, but the shach brought poskim that even in sofek b'machlokes yab chodesh helps. He claims there is a marshal like that. And as we pass kantos. When Azur Wilhelm Paskin and Euchet, Therefore, the behema is kosher. Mikol makom yish liknos ba'al habayit ba'al ha'ez because of his behavior. That's mevatel isur lechatchila. He made a chokma of lechatchila after the rov told him his osur. He went and he left it around for 12 months. That's mevatel isur lechatchila. The rov atem gepaskent. This is tamei.
The Rav said,
Suffolk Tommy,
really.
The Rav asked this is, go sell it, go kill it. Go kill it. He told him, kill it. So that's a psak. He didn't listen. And he made a chokhmah not to kill her. And to leave her 12 months and to see, and that's bitul isur lechatchila, therefore give him a knas. Let him pay $50 to the kupas from the koiler in North Miami Beach. Let him pay azoy for the kupa from Pliny. Give him a knas.
To use this Chachmas Adam, does that individual animal have to have lived for 12 months and gave birth?
Yeah,
or once we see that this mum...
No.
Like Bisman Azeb, we see that these the animals give birth.
Yeah. It's not to be this as.
It has to be this one.
Yeah, not this as the one he's talking about.
So you don't have to know when a gadet, how long it lived since a gadet.
Yeah, sure. Each animal.
So each animal you go
through. You have to have a record that lived 12
animal,
months.
This animal, or he's asking...
No,
he's saying, why can't this be pushed to Suffolk and say that this machlo is vade not matrif?
No, I'm saying, no. Whatever the Chokhmah Adam is saying, is it individual or is it...
It's individual, Mr. Amar. Individual. Some animals will die from it, some not.
So they record when they poke these guys?
Sure, the record.
In these
chevra running around, the record.
The animals have names.
But they have numbers. They have ID numbers. It's into the ear. It's into the ear. Yeah.
You want to track it.
Well, Brandon.
Let's see the Hanhoga in South America. Lemaise. The Hamisher, quote unquote, the Hamisher Hechsherim, per se, Milmart, one of them, which we work with, we check, when I say we, it means Milmart. We check for every single animal once it's open and the keres is out, the keres is torn, the keres also is open, is emptied out of the food, out of the grass. It's washed out until it becomes as white as this because it's quite dirty. From the grass, it becomes as clean as this, or as clean as you saw in the picture that in the movie showed you, whatever, that one. And then it's checked by a mashgiach, which means it's placed. Since they know, the mashgichim, where is normally punctured, because we don't have a suffix, maybe it's punctured here.
They know exactly.
There is called, it's called a meshulash, a triangle. There is a kind, it looks like a triangle here. Yeah, because the bony part, the back bones, come in, they have the like us, this meshulash here, and comes in, and it's right after the bone, in the back. So they know where is the hole in the keres, more or less in the area, and they have like a half a moon of steel, iron, and spread the keres over it, and this being spread and washed, and they check if there is any scar. If they find, and there is of course a big light, and they keep on turning and turning over until they find the scar. If they find no scar and everything is equally the same, then they send a message upstairs where the mashgichim are, whatever, to label this number 56 good, or 56 no good. When 56 is no good,
no good means they find
then,
the scar. Every time they find the scar, it's automatically no good. Or
automatically no good.
Okay. What do they do with it? What happens to it?
That's
the garbage.
First of all, we don't know Yud Bes Chodesh. Second, we don't know Yalda. Third, we are not going to pasken on based on the Chochmas Odom. To say is kosher lechatchila mehadrim mina mehadrim, therefore is immediately condemned.
Do you have to check for that?
Oh.
We don't have access to that.
Do you have to check for that? That's a very good question.
To this.
Said
before that.
Do you have to check for that? Do you have
one second.
One second. the meat, the meat that Rav Moshe Feinstein was talking
about. You're at a butcher.
Exactly. The meat Rav Moshe Feinstein was talking about is in a butcher shop. There is nowhere to check, impossible. You cannot check. People were asking, how do we eat meat? That's what they were asking. How can I eat meat? How could you eat meat? Go to the butcher and buy. You want to check? Go check in the butcher. It's impossible to check. Oh, now we'll talk to you. We'll tell you, call the Porish Meruba Porish. Now, we are telling you, call the Porish Meruba Porish. Besides that, it's very hard to ascertain if there is a roiv or none. Very hard. But it's very motzui. So even if the roiv is kosher, if the miut is motzui, there is a chiyuv bedika. Like the reya, no less than the reya. So there is a chiyuv bedika. The Heksherim, like I said, the Hemishe Heksherim, do check for this in South America. I mentioned Milmark, or most probably any other Heksherim which are labeled Glat or Hasidus Shchita, whatever you want to call it. Fine. We check for this inside the keres, because it's Mistabra that if there was something that pierced outside and went in, you see it inside. It could be it was pierced outside and didn't go in, then it's kosher. So therefore, the best way is to see inside. And that's what we do. The Rabbanut Shelo Rashit doesn't check on the inside. Because that's a very hard work. To open every keres, to empty it, and to do what I just told you before with that half a moon.
How do they open? They completely split it open to check it?
They didn't say it. I'll tell you what the Rabbanut...
No, what the Rab does to check
them. To check it every... Open the keres, not where this area might be.
From the other side.
From another side. Or cut there, empty it totally, and wash it. And lo aleinu was stinked be was wash it good until from green becomes this color.
You can't see from the outside.
Oh, she said, but let's say, yes. The Rabbanut, Harashid checks only from the outside.
That means
only.
It's more chumrah then.
No, it's a cooler.
Because let's say you found it on the outside and it didn't go through.
No, then you check inside.
But it's hard to see on the inside.
No. But we check from outside also.
Yeah. They check only from the outside.
They
check only from the outside. Now, the outside scar is very small.
It's harder to tell.
And you cannot tell sometimes. The outside scar is very small and you cannot tell. It's very hard to tell.
If they find it, they go inside.
These are inside. This scar is outside. When this will close, it will be a scar here. This scar is very hard to tell. So you may not see it. And they claim that's enough of Bedika. The whole Chiyu Bedika is only because Miut Amotsui, and it's not 51% throughout the year. You may find one day 51%, but not 51% against your. So it's Miut Hamotsui is 20%, 30%, 35% Miut Hamotsui. Miut Shenomotsui. Yeah, Miut Hamotsui. 35 or 30 is Miut Hamotsui. And therefore the Batkin Bachutz. And that's enough. So that is basically the difference between the Rabbanut Rashid and different Heksherim. Well, that we know, American Heksherim, Hamish Heksherim, in South America. That's a fact. And this is when you hear the problem of the Kraisim. This is the problem of the Kraisim in South American beef. And this was today. Today already is universally accepted by all the Heksherim to check the Kraisim from the inside also. Not only from the outside, from the inside too.
Except for the
Rabbanut? Rabbanut is making.
Basically,
I don't know. I haven't seen everyone, but Mistamaka.
So the two organs that we take out of the body and check are the lungs and the
keres.
The keres.
No, we check all the things too. Check the besakoisis.
Why?
Because many times you find nails there.
Nails?
Nails. Nails. Screws. Nail, 3 inches screws.
From the horse's feet? Where did it find them?
From the grass.
Grass?
You want to see a nail?
Just swallows it straight. What is this?
You know a nail 3 inches high that you build the sukkah with? Those nails.
How do you build the
those nails you find in the Pesachoises, through and through.
Machat.
Machat. So it's not a machat that your wife needs with, and a machat that you sew a button with. That's not a machat, it's a nail.
A nail that means Shana Matsui?
It's Miyot Shana Matsui, but it's so easy to check that Mistama you have to check. You turn over the Pesachoises and you see if there is a scar from the outside. We don't check inside in the Pesachoises. We check the outside. If the outside is healthy, looks good, it's fine. If not, then it's then they open sometimes. They don't open. That's in Pesachoises. Leave this.
Why
this
is not that?
Because that's where it gets stuck. The Pesachoises is made koises. You saw ever saw it inside? It's made. It's not smooth. It's made like little. I would call them. Little partitions in the. I hope it's a picture here of the Pesachoises. Of the Pesachoises. Here, you want to find it?
It's like eggshells, small egg carton, but small.
Exactly.
And I think he has a picture of a nail. Well, move on.
Yeah, move on.
Fine. Let's go into the next. Oh, here's the Pesachoises. Yeah. This is the Pesachoises. So anytime you find a nail here, then I get stuck there. Or it's easy to pierce, and therefore you'll find 65. you'll find a naked in the Pesachoises.
It doesn't show
them. All this is flesh. All this is meat. Membranes of meat.
The nails will get stuck here.
The nails. Fine. We haven't started. We haven't started yet. The issue of the milk. This is the issue of the flesh. The milk is something else. The milk problem is in the kevah. The kevah is the number 4. That's a smaller stomach, and that's what the milk problem is all about. The machla is the same kind of a machla, that the kevah gets bloated. Not only gets bloated, but moves from the right to the left. It's called the LDA, the left displacement of the kevah, and it goes from the right to the left. Why it goes to the left? Because it hasn't got room. Once it goes there, the intestines twist. The intestine twists, she loses the appetite because all the food it stays inside there. And that could cause death, that could cause stimata me'ayim, and it's a sakana for the behemah. So this is the ti'ur ha-mahala. There are 4 solutions to this, 4 different solutions for this. 2 are questionless, and 2 are questions. 2. עכשיו, יש שחותכים במקום שאינו מטריף. This is my text. יש שחותכים במקום שאינו מטריף. The cut, the keva in a makom שאינו מטריף. Not the keva, the behemah itself, the cut. מכניסים את הידיים, לוקחים את הקיבה from the left makom, and they bring it to the right place.
Like a surgery.
And they move the keva around, and they undo that twist that was created there. Excellent.
So you need a mashgiach there watching.
No. Machnis et yado, umachzir ota limkoma, and tofer the kera. This is an outside kera. Nothing. You're not korea anything. You cut the skin of the animal. That's not matrif. He puts his hand, and as I told you, brings it back. Sometimes, when he goes to the kava, you see it's full of gas and food. Then he can move it, because it's huge. Then he has to puncture. Raki mina kevotah barishona, and will empty the food and the gas like they do in South America in the keres. Now we are talking in the keva. Now in the keva, nekuvatah b'mashehu b'chol hakeva lechol hadeot b'li machlokes. In the keres, there was a machlokes. And then the Abchodesh came into picture. In the Kevah, there's no room for your Abchodesh. There's no room for nothing because there's no Machlokes. So again, if I make a Kevah mitmalet gazim, ויהיה אפשר להחזיר אותה למקומה בלי בשום דרך רק אם ינקבוה, ולצורך זה תוחבים מחת שיצא האוויר דרכו, כניסת המחת הוא בשיפוע. I'll show you what the mahat is exactly like an injection for us. It's at the end of the book. It's at the end of the book. Oh, oh, this is the first print, the second. Yeah. This is the machat. This is the machat. It's like a machat of a machat to draw blood from us. Exactly the same. It has behind it here a connection to a to this keli tube, which by suction will pull out all the gas and the extra food, which is in the keva. This is connected to this. What penetrates the keva is this needle, a regular needle, like a little bit thicker. They tell you how big is the diameter.
They do it over here.
Bakeva.
It's a keva.
Can. Shama bakeva. Before the ma'ayim. Yeah. This is the keva. It's not that big anyway. This is the ma'ayim. This is the keva. This is the besakoises. There's something else. Then there is the liver. Then there is. What is this? This is the put. This is the keres and this is the hemses. Keres, hemses, betakosot, and keva. It goes into the keres, from the keres to hemses. For hemses goes back to the mouth. It chews, then it comes back again to the four. It has two stomachs in the day and four at night. Ma'alegera. That's the word ma'alegera. Goes into here and into here, goes back and comes back. And this is the needle. The needle goes between the two layers. The needle is ba'alachson in an angle. They don't penetrate straight, they go in an angle. In a very sharp angle. Vederech ha'mahat yotzei ha'avir v'shuv motzi'im et ha'mahat. When it's tama nekev, be often TV. The nekev is it heals be often TV. Me'elav. Yes. So the hole will be one here and one here because he went in an angle. So there are going to be a hole here and a hole here. Fine. Soon we'll see. Another way to do it, which is also questionable.
Is this questionable or not?
It is, because there's a hole. Yeah.
Unless he puts his hand in and moves it from place to
because the needle.
The needle is a problem.
He's asking if there's another angle. Does the angle help this, because it's not Zek and Zek?
We're going to talk. This is what we're going to talk. That's one of the main Zachar.
Yeah,
Zek and Zek. Ve'hakach, achashav yesh derech aheret, machnisim mahat. Shel tfira, a sewing needle, not that needle with a suction. Mebahutz derech shnei ha'orot beyahad ve'or ha'hofet ha'keva ve'or ha'keva u'mechavenim betofrim otah. Tofrim et ha'keva to the outside, the or ha'keva, not the keva itself. If this is the or ha'keva, they go into the or and out, not into the keva, into the or and out, and the or ha'behema betofrim otah beyahad. So it doesn't move again. Wow. Doesn't go to the left. This is a protection. This is prevention. This basically should not have any problem because the tefira is between the or habehema the or hakeva. They don't pierce or hakeva. If or hakeva is 3 millimeters, they go in 1, 1.5, 2, 2.25, and they go in and out. Like if you will make a stitch between the two pieces.
You only do that beforehand, though, before the problem arises.
Yeah. When he move it,
or
when he went in and he moved it here, so he doesn't want it to go. Should go back again and come in a year and half a year and do the same thing story again. They would sew it there, but that procedure itself should not create a problem.
Are they careful not to go and not to go?
Yes.
Why do they care to be careful?
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll talk. We'll see. Or is another way to do it with a bolt. The gun, they don't stun. They use it like a gun. The yorim, a bolt, into the bust, and that one penetrates the kavah.